What you're about to hear is part of the PodGods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show!
It's time for your favourite podcast about British people asking Americans questions. Ask an American on the PodGods Network. The following podcast contains bad language, American accents, and Adam getting questions completely wrong, making this podcast a complete farce. Enjoy!
The Oddcast podcast has resurrected Ask an American.
Hell yeah!
Softly brought to you by the Oddcast podcast, BUI, and GarageCast.
The following show has been known to cause nausea, dementia, and straitjacket craziness.
Adam Barker brought it back, and this time, it's personal.
You have found Ask an American.
Welcome to Ask an American Season 2.
Season 2?
We did season...
This is Series 2, old boy. We're in England.
We're going season because it's got the American sort of spin on it. Alright?
No.
English diseases.
Series.
Well, fuck you. I'm adopting it. I'm adopting season.
What? Like Brad and Angelina adopting small African children?
That's how we do it.
I'm sure one of them's called season.
Probably, what? Yeah. Well, actually, ironically, four of them are.
Nice, four seasons. Well done. Ask an American then. We're back.
And they've got four called Top.
We're back, Will.
We are.
Resurrected.
Yes.
Back from the dead.
Well, actually dead, actually.
See, you're ignoring me again.
Well, I'm... No,
well, we're going to introduce you.
Yeah, fuck's sake, mate. Calm down. Jesus. Getting a bit anti on, isn't it? Yeah. Ask an American, yeah. We've come back from the dead, unlike certain podcasts, which...
Well, they did come back from the dead. They just didn't come back to us.
Last podcast are standing, last series, stroke season.
Last podcast are standing and no longer standing, and there's other podcasts out there.
They are not part of this podcast, they're dead.
They're dead to us.
Their spin-off show, 7 Days a Geek, wanted to be part of this, but couldn't find the time. Bless.
Couldn't be asked, yeah.
But BUI's ready, the old Regnet boys.
God bless them.
The Moonshine boys. They're all sitting there ready to answer our questions. And we've got new... They got new people to play against.
Cool. Who we got?
Garage Cast. Other rednecks, Brian and Jake.
Why are you looking so confused, Will?
I can hear voices. And is it Adam's headphones or something?
Yes, I will turn it down. Yeah,
that's really doing my head.
Could you hear yourself in a little bit of a slight delay?
I could just hear voices, and that's not that unusual. But I couldn't understand. It was something about killing rent boys, but I couldn't quite make it out.
Hang on, that wasn't mine. That was definitely
yeah. Right, so do we introduce the third person in here, for those that don't follow the Oddcast side?
We are the Oddcast podcast, and this is Ask an American... I am Adam, you are...
Will.
And obviously, if you listen to the Oddcast podcast, you will also know...
Ash.
Hey!
Bravo.
Feels like we introduced you for the first time, but you've been part of the podcast for fucking ages.
And I was in quite a few of the season
The last ones.
Yeah, in the last ones.
The last ones.
In the last ones of season one.
Season one, season one. Adopted. So here we go. Right, okay, for anybody who's joined us right now, hasn't bothered listening to the first series season.
That's what it's going to be called now, it's going to be series season.
Series season. What we did, it was five questions before, we used to send them out to both podcasts, they used to have fun with them, answer them, send them back, we'd take the piss out of them, there you go.
But we stopped because it was way too much hassle.
It was too much hassle, and we didn't like Mr. Kia from... Last book.
No, you didn't. Actually, I didn't have an issue with him. He just sounded like Kermit, and I always found Kermit quite endearing.
And to be honest, I don't think they wanted to do it towards the end. They got to the point where they were finding it a bit of a hassle themselves.
Well, yeah.
But we worked it out now. We're going monthly now, okay? So it's going to be 1 month.
Three questions. And me and Ash are going to have a little crack at answering.
You get to have your own look. So there will be a winner each episode.
And it's going to be me and Ash because we know the answers.
Yeah, that's true. But I come up with the answers. I come up with the questions and the answers. They're not always correct. I just say they are. So I don't want people moaning, well, that's not the right spelling, that's not the right grammar, that's not correct.
That's because you can't spell in your shit at grammar.
There you go. So whatever, get over it, people.
It ain't easy being green.
So we're moving on from that.
Moving on.
We're moving forward with these new podcasts, questions and answers.
Speaking of moving forward,
should we go into question number one?
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Guns, guns, we love them in the slums. Go bang, like a drum, bang, like your mum. Guns, 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 I've got fucking tons. You fucking want some, pull the trigger back, gun.
Alright, we are GarageCast.
And we are doing this fucked up show, Ask an American again.
Again.
I like just hijacking
it. But we're in for good this time around. At least this season.
Why do I want to commit to them anymore? I'm already part of the fucking network. I do my show once a week. We're religious about that.
You gotta suck a little dick every once in a while.
As long as it's just a little dick. I don't want to suck a big one.
It's Adam.
You know, that goes back to, if you told somebody to suck a bag of cocks, how would you suck a bag of cocks? Do you just take one out at a time and suck it? Do you lick the whole bag?
I don't know. Did you want to get through it real quick? Because then you do two at a time.
You could, yeah. One in each hand. Ha, 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 ha. All right, so what's our question today?
All right, well, anyway, I'm Jake.
I'm Brian. And we got...
Rick.
And we got Rick, and Matt's coming
around. Matt's coming
the
back in. He was off playing with his pecker or something.
All right, so here we got...
He's trying to brush it up against the back of my head, I think.
Oh.
I did, and it was nice.
You like that stubble, huh?
Very much.
Here's question one. In Britain, the country has quite a few bank holidays throughout the year. Bank holidays are public holidays which gives the majority of the population a day off. Why were they created? And if you could create a public holiday, what would your reason be for it to be off?
All right, so bank holiday, I'm assuming, is like us with our just regular holidays. It's got nothing to do probably with banking.
Christmas, New Year's.
Strangle Wank Day.
Easter.
Lick a butthole day.
You know, toss a salad.
Yeah. So I think they're the same as us. I think they got a few different ones because they're...
Some fucking queen bullshit. Queen mom.
They're royalty.
Queen mom. Oh, she's going to take a shit today. We'll have a holiday.
Lick my butthole.
You know, I heard she's got somebody that wipes her ass.
I bet she doesn't have a bidet. I bet she has one of her soldiers lick her butthole clean. What do you think?
I want to be a queen.
Would you lick the queen's ass?
No, but I'd let her lick mine.
Well, I'm not proud either. You want to toss my salad? I wash that in 2 days. Go for it.
Bend over.
I've been Mexican all week.
You do it just for her.
Tell me if the jalapeno is still hot as it comes out.
It is.
Is your tongue still burning?
I've never licked a butthole that ate jalapeno the day before, but I know from sitting on the toilet after eating a night of jalapeno.
I never have that problem.
I do. It burns, dude. So bad.
If it's really hot, it does burn.
I don't that problem. I guess my ass is still golden.
Well, we know what bank holidays are.
They don't call me Golden Buns fucking for nothing.
Golden Buns?
Golden Buns.
I'm scared.
Okay, so here's a bank holiday we could create. The day the Queen flies to the U.S. to lick Brian's golden buns.
Would this be treasonous if we were over there in England talking about Queen Mum like this?
I don't know. Are they that strict on that shit?
I don't know. They're pretty much up her ass.
Well, they love her ass.
Why? She's all old and wrinkly.
For an 82-year-old, she must have a fine ass because they keep pampering it.
Well, you see them over there. Just saying. They're not very attractive.
I've seen a few.
No, there's some good-looking people over there. It just seems to be that the ugly ones make the news for some reason. Right.
But here's the thing. Is that stereotyping? Because we know what we're used to here in the States.
Jax is English.
Yeah, he's hot.
Ooh.
Jax from Sons of Anarchy?
Oh, yeah. He's
British.
He's British.
See?
All right.
And actually, his teeth are straight. How the fuck did that happen?
Dental.
I was going to say Liam Neeson, but he's Irish, isn't he? He's from Ireland.
Yeah. What, did he play a Chum Diggum's role and slap his teeth clean?
Fucking Liam Neeson could. He's a bad motherfucker.
I hear he's got a huge cock.
That's what I've heard that, too.
Yeah, so he's probably going around slapping the teeth.
Son of a bitch took our idea of Chum Diggums. They could have Chum Diggums Day.
Chum Diggums Day.
That's
yes.
It. Chum Diggums Day.
And I bet you, like the Batman, you know how they have the big spotlight with the bat? It'd be a big cock in the sky.
Big cock and balls. Half erect cock and balls up there in the sky.
Yeah.
Right.
So half erect, so it's kind of like a...
No, I want it full.
Oh, you gotta
so
get
it'd be
it,
a straight rod. It wouldn't have a little curvature to it.
You gotta have a little curvature for the slapping action.
Yeah, that is true. You gotta have that whip.
Yeah, it's hard to slap a hard cock.
I mean, could you imagine?
Hold on, Brian. Let me try it. I'll show you how it is.
I'm not into acupuncture today.
I mean, could you imagine if Indiana Jones had a straight whip?
It'd be a
it
stick.
Wouldn't be
then.
A, yeah, it'd be a stick. It wouldn't be the same. He wouldn't be able to do as many things as he did.
Hey, excuse me. Let me poke you with this.
Hey, you.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah. Oh, damn. I can't swing from this. It won't wrap around that tree branch.
So we got Chum Diggums Day. That's great. Big cock and, or flaccid. I like the flaccid cock.
Not flaccid.
No.
Half erect.
Okay. My bad.
Semi-hard.
I'm sorry. I was wrong on the terminology.
Flaccid is like turtle head just retracting. Like a cold day, it pops in, you look like you got a button. That's a bad day.
And then when you walk
that's
in the house.
That's not the time you want to come out of the lake it. With no suit on and go, hey, the water's cold.
When you start to warm up, though, you can feel it just like.
Letting, yeah, coming
just
back.
Pop out.
It's like sighing.
Yeah, that feels better. So we got Chum Diggums Day. I think that's GarageCast's official holiday.
Well, that or maybe Strangleway.
And
I
think it should be October 4th.
Why is that?
Because that's the day of our show. That's when
that's
we started the
show. We put out was October 4th.
So October 4th is Chum Diggums Day. I don't even know the date we created Chum Diggums.
That was about 6 months in.
Something like that. Yeah.
Huh? I'm in for Chum Diggums Day.
Do we have any other bank holidays? Or bullshit.
Day.
Bullshit holiday. Queen's Jubilee.
Fuck her.
Do we have time?
What is the Queen's
I'm
Jubilee?
I'm going to pump and dump her. I'm not going to long stroke that bitch. She ain't worth it. Well, I don't know. She's got lots of money still, so.
What
and
is the definition?
Old, so you get married.
If you could get her, I'm now the king.
Know, just
yeah.
Saying. Get in the
oh,
middle.
I heard Kate. Old Kate. What's her name? Is
Middleton?
Flashing her boobies around. Did you see her tits? Mm-hmm.
And her ass.
Yeah.
She's cute, too.
Uh-huh. I'd Roger her once or twice.
I was watching... Okay, so my daughter watches Disney Channel a lot, and on there's Jake and the Neverland Pirates.
Nice. That doesn't sound seductive
and,
at all.
And
it
Captain,
doesn't sound like a porno to me.
Captain Hook and Shmee were out going Jolly Rogering. I swear to God. I watched them like, what are they teaching our kids?
Jolly Roger.
They got to go out. No, they had to go. Jolly Roger was an actual guy. They had to go out and find Jolly Roger.
Rick, don't we do that?
He's not going to answer. Look at him. He's just got all red in the face. Damn it, Matt. Tell all her secrets.
What is the Jolly Roger?
It's a pirate flag. I got it hanging off the back of the golf cart.
What's the move? I'm out of the game here.
What's a Jolly Roger?
I don't even know.
It sounded good. Yep, he fits into the show just fine.
It's kind of like a rusty trombone, but not really.
Yeah. What can we make up for the Jolly Rogering?
So we're going to make up our own Jolly Rogering.
Well, why not? There's the minivan and the shockers, so why not?
But it can't go that far.
And that's going to be our next bank holiday.
The Jolly Roger.
You have to do the Jolly Rogering Day.
What would it be then? We have limited amount of time here.
You giggle while you're licking. So you're jolly.
We'll have to come up with a move for the Jolly Roger.
And two hands tossing the balls as you.
But do you have his cock in your mouth?
No, you got your tongue on his ass.
Oh, okay. So you get the vibration
of the
on
laughter,
the anus,
yes.
And everything,
and the warm breath.
That's a Jolly Roger, then. All right. We'll be right back.
welcome to Ask an American Season 2. We are blogging under the influence.
Indeed. Yes, we are.
My name is Mick.
This is your boy NK.
R6.
And we're back. Uh-huh. I think everyone will agree that we are the winners of Season 1 of Ask an American.
I agree.
Of course we are.
We fucking pummeled the competition. As a matter of fact, they don't even exist anymore.
Is there anybody out there?
Uh-uh.
Just us.
So we're back with some new competition. And we're staring you motherfucking rednecks down.
Bring competition. What does that word even mean? I don't even have competition.
I got a chance to scout out the competition because I've been to their fucking house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What
kind of flowers they got?
Fucking rednecks.
Cactuses.
They live on a lake in northern Indiana.
Pussies.
It's the garage cast.
Garage cast. Better stay in the garage.
And apparently we're fucking around with these blokes in England, too. For some reason, they're going to compete in their own show. I don't understand this fucking bullshit.
Good day, mate.
Time Come for on. Tea. You bloody wankers.
Good day, mate. Your bloody tea time.
Put milk in your tea. Come on, man.
Would you like some tea? Every one of them.
Right.
Every fucking last one of them. Tea. I don't understand it. You're drinking tea right now.
It ain't got no damn milk in it.
Put some vodka in that shit.
So,
you had to look.
We're probably going to have a lot of new listeners, and I hope they've already described the premise of the show before this part of the recording comes on. But we all get the same three questions, guys. We all have to answer them, and the winner of the season gets an iPad 4, from what I understand. So,
damn.
Yeah, we need that
Just
iPad 4.
Send it
4
on through, man. Give him an address.
Right. Yeah. Oh, he's got it.
Oh, send it.
Yeah.
We're already winning.
Yeah.
We're winning.
So, Jake, Brian, Will, Ash, you're going down, bitches.
Down.
Down, down, down.
Let's move on to the first question. Here we go. In Britain, the country has quite a few bank holidays throughout the year. Bank holidays are public holidays, which gives the majority of the population the day off. Okay.
What's the majority?
That would be greater than 50%, I believe.
Oh,
would
that's
be the
fucking
definition.
Genius. Goddamn majority. Well, half you motherfuckers can go home. The other half you bitches got to stay here and make up for these bitches who went to the house. You know what I mean? It's genius, man.
It is genius.
I think a lot of them kind of correlate with, like, Labor Day and
the majority
Day.
Mean white. And all the white people go home. All the minorities have to stay working.
I thought they was all white
great
in Britain.
English, man.
All right, all the crackers, go home.
Right.
Go home and have some tea with milk.
Yes.
But why were they created?
Why were they created?
Yeah, why they had these quote-unquote bank holidays in the UK?
Because white people should get a little more time off over there is how they feel, I guess.
Apparently.
Yeah.
All the majority, which is white,
right,
go home. And the minority, right, less than 50% of you motherfuckers, you stay working. Over here, we call that racist.
Right, you get sued for that over here.
Our cops will shoot people for that. Y'all don't have to worry about that over there.
So you think it was created to further racism in the UK? Is that?
I'm not understanding the majority thing. They just get to pick random people. Okay, gas station guys, you're fucked. You get zero bank holidays, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But you other motherfuckers.
Yeah, if you work in a bank.
If you work in a bank, you get a holiday.
Yeah.
No, that's not fair, man. What if I need to cash my check?
Well, fuck
it's
you.
One of your damn holidays.
Not today.
We'll have your money tomorrow.
Just take your ass down to the corner and get you some tea with milk. Here, right, you know what I
mean? You bloody bastard.
So, you think that's the real reason they were created?
No, I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't. I'm
I think it's to compete with American holidays. So we get all, we have Thanksgiving. Because
we make shit up too, right?
Yeah, we make shit up. We have Thanksgiving. Right. Like, yay, we slaughtered all the Indians. Let's have some turkey.
Right. They probably hate Thanksgiving. Our Thanksgiving, because
you know what I'm saying?
Because we're like, fuck, that's like our fuck. We left. We're doing our own shit over here. We're celebrating. Weekend. We're getting down. We done killed all these motherfuckers. Got our own shit. You know what I'm saying? We don't need y'all motherfuckers. You know?
We have Memorial Day every May.
Right. To memorialize things.
Dead veterans, yeah.
But it, right. wouldn't that, and we have Veterans Day also.
Right, that's for the living veterans.
It's the same fucking thing. A vet's a vet. We're out, look at it, a vet's a vet.
Mm. Right.
Pay your respect.
Right. But I think it's to compete with all the fake holidays we've made.
So they start making shit up like, yeah, oh, this is John Hopkins Day. John Hopkins didn't do shit, but take a day off. It's like Valentine's Day.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Valentine's Day. You can't have a day for that.
Right. Yeah. That shit don't count because we don't get a day off.
Right.
That's a Hallmark holiday and a half. I'm just waiting for Sweetest Day to pick up. That way we can be fucked on that day, too. You don't know what Sweetest Day is?
No.
That was like, it's in the middle of October. It's like October. I don't know.
I think everybody has their own Sweetest Day.
No, it's a, if you look at a calendar, it's actually
there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You know what that was made for?
Hallmark?
Nah, it's for the guys like me who forget Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? We get a day to make up for it on Sweetest Day, you know?
Sweet. Oh, I thought you meant she was a pussy.
Nah, it's for the guys like me that kind of, damn, fuck. Fuck, today's Valentine's
Day. I never forget Valentine's Day, but I forget the fuck out of Sweetest Day.
I ain't get you on Valentine's Day, baby, but I got you on Sweetest Day.
You know what March 14th is, right?
Nope. Wait a minute.
It's the 14th day of March.
Right.
Wait a minute. No, I don't know.
Valentine's Day is February 14th.
Right.
March 14th is National Steak and Blowjob Day.
Aha. You know, I didn't want to say that.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't get a day off for that.
No, but you get a steak and a blowjob.
Where?
That's better than March.
Where is that? Right. Do I got to sign up for this? Because so, I never got an opportunity.
So you tell me this why that's not internet. On my calendar.
Maybe I do need a Facebook account.
That is, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You tell me why that ain't on my calendar.
That's not on any calendar that I've bought.
But goddamn it, I heard that too. And I had heard it like on March 20-something. And I'm like, so I missed out on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's bullshit.
Right, you could have been busy all day, right?
You know?
Your woman must have given that steak and blowjob to somebody else.
Somebody's getting it on
somebody
that
somebody got a steak and blowjob,
so,
damn it.
So pay attention to where your wife is on March 14th.
God damn.
She going on with a full
belly
and a smile.
I thought it smelled like you cooked dinner in here. You know? But I got a TV dinner and shit. What's up with that?
So we have a question somewhere in here. Okay. If you could create a public holiday, what would your reason for it be?
If I could, a day that everybody got the majority of. Well, I want to pick one where the minority gets the day off.
The like, minority.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because what the fuck? Fuck the majority. They're always getting the better end of the shit.
You okay.
know what I mean?
Right, right.
So the minority group of the motherfucking country gets the day off, and it would be my birthday because I'm great.
So who on your birthday. Describe the minority for me. Who would
the
actually
opposite
get the day
off? Whatever the majority is in England that gets the day off. All the rest of them motherfuckers, you get that day off. My birthday, the rest of y'all motherfuckers, you get that day off.
So all the gas stations and grocery stores,
whoever
and
the minority group is, then that's
that. Factories and all that's going
to be whoever closed. The fuckers who get screwed on their days, that's who get my birthday off. Give me a high five, send me a card.
I'm down for that. I think I'd get the day off. I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't.
Right.
Am I in the majority or the minority? I don't.
They can send us an email.
I'm not a
let
not
us
a banker.
Know.
I know
let
I'm not
know.
A banker.
I don't know. That's what my question was. Who's the majority of the country that gets the day off? Yeah. Whoever that is not, that's the people
sounds
who get
upper class to me.
It does. It sounds like rich people who have like work in cubicles and shit. Drinking. You get the day off, drinking fucking milk and tea and shit. Nah, man, that ain't right, man. What about the people who can't afford the milk and tea? I bet they still gotta work on bank holidays.
I feel that.
You get the NK holiday.
All right, that'll conclude question one then.
Well, there you go. Question one done. I do like the idea of Strangle Wank Day, but to me, every day is Strangle Wank Day.
You have really taken on Strangle Wank.
I don't know. It's just it's become associated with me. And now I might as well run with it, but never run while strangle wanking. You might do a Hutchins.
Carradine, who knows? So bank holidays, right? Obviously, BUI seem to think that bank holidays in this country are racist.
They are.
It's only the white people that get to have them off.
Yes.
Minorities have to work because they have to clean our toilets.
Oh, no. Well, the thing is, it is the minority that works, but it's not ethnic minorities, except, ironically, unfortunately, you go into London and most of the poor bastards that are working are.
Yeah, because they don't. No one told them.
Well, no one.
Oh, fuck.
They didn't read the small print.
They're all talking English. They're all saying, like, oh, we've got a bank holiday tomorrow. They don't understand what you're saying. They just turn up and then no one goes, oh.
That's because no fucker understands your accent, Adam.
That's true. That's why I get hired to tell people what to do. But no, it's not a racist thing. Bank holidays is not a racist thing at all. If anything, they are working class and upper class. When they were created.
Well, the upper class barely fucking works, so why do they give a shit?
Do you?
Bank holidays were more likely created for the lower class to have the time off, but it's just, why is bank holidays? I don't know.
No, but do you know why bank holidays were created?
They were created by bankers because they're wankers. And they just wanted a day off.
Do you know
what? They just decided that they might as well have an extra holiday and say, I think fuck the poor people.
I think all the banks had to decide that they were having the day off at the same time. Or something along those lines.
Do you know the actual reason? I know the actual reason.
Go on, Adam, enlighten us.
Right, okay. Before everyone gets on my back and I get tweets from people such as Blimey telling me actually this is actually wrong.
Well,
and
Blimey is a bit of a banker.
And sending me links and whatnot.
He's a banker tramp, isn't he?
Yes. Banker tramp from Mars.
What they were invented by one of the head bankers back in the day. He created it because what he wanted to do, he wanted to give all his employees time off work.
To play
cricket.
The thing is, how fucking British. See?
Yeah, yep. And the reason they wanted to do that, because they used to play cricket all the time, but they had no one to play it. So what they did, they give all the lower people time off as well, so they could play against them.
So we could tramp the oiks.
It was pretty much like...
Rah, rah, rah! We don't give tramp the oiks.
It was a day created so they could all go off and play cricket. In a way, it's quite a nice thing, really. It's like, let the poor people have a day off, and they get paid for it.
But didn't BUI say it was actually just about us drinking too much fucking tea?
We put too much damn milk in our tea.
I would like to say, if it was about playing cricket, it's far more likely it would be about drinking tea followed by Pimm's. Or gin and tonic.
And scones and jam and whatnot.
Yeah, is it scones or scones? I never will know, but I think for the upper class...
I don't think anyone cares.
Would you care for a scone? It's never going to be. Would you care for a scone?
I've never had one.
Oh, no, both were. You haven't had a proper fucking cream tea?
No, why the fuck would I have a cream tea? You've never had a high tea.
Oh, you haven't had a... You don't like raisins and sultanas, do you?
No, because your missus once made me a bread pudding. Without anything. It was just bread.
Well, it was bread in a custard, served with custard. But it would have been fine if you'd had raisins in it.
I don't like raisins.
But you're a fucking toss piece. What? Right, next question.
Hang on, they come up with...
All right.
Chum Diggum's Day, Gary.
Chum Diggum, sorry, I forgot about that.
Yeah, what's a Chum Diggum? I don't know, they explain it every now and again. And it's one of the things that when you hear something, you just ignore what the answer is because you don't want to hear it. Chum Diggum
is like Chuck really...
It's something to do with cock and balls.
So it's not like chocolate.
What a surprise coming from those delightful gentlemen.
And a steak and blowjob day, which is actually a day that's been created.
Yeah, created, but not generally observed in the office world.
And there isn't any card you can get from Clinton's cards or Hallmark or anything.
The thing is, you might not be able to buy it direct from the shop, but you can get those, like, websites that do it, so you can actually buy your missus a happy steak and blowjob day. Here's your steak.
Here's my meat.
Yeah, here's my steak now. Cook it, bitch, and get on your knees.
I think it was to do like an anti-Valentine's Day thing. It was like, well, women get Valentine's Day pretty much because it's all about the women on Valentine's Day. If you don't buy them flowers or garden, where's me steak and blowjob? That's what people were saying. Every day should be steak and blowjob day.
Or yeah. It's either steak and blowjob or strangle wank, depending on whether you've got another half.
I honestly think strangle wank day wins straight away because I knew someone was going to say it.
Did you just say strangle wank day is Wednesday?
No, you forgot.
Every Wednesday.
No, I think strangle wank day will win that one purely for the fact that it's brilliant.
That's your choice. Go for it.
Yeah. What, am I in charge, am I? You're leaving me to be in charge?
Well,
don't let me do the point system.
No, I've decided for this series.
Season series.
I've decided that for this series, I'm just stepping back from the whole point scoring thing, because I care too much. So I'm letting you just decide.
It's for the good of the podcast.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, right. Number two then, yeah?
Why not?
Yeah. Not number two as in poo. Question number two.
I wish you'd said that sooner.
Guns, guns, we love them in the slums.
Go bang,
like a drum,
bang,
like your mum. Guns, 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 I've got fucking tons. You fucking want some, pull the trigger back, gun.
Alright, question two. Things you wouldn't hear a celebrity say. Time to say things you wouldn't hear a British celebrity say at a charity dinner for sick kids.
I'm really fucking rich and I really don't give a fuck about you little shits.
Check out my fucking boner.
Yeah. Oh, is there any little Asian boys in here? I like Asian boys.
There'd be Asian boys at a British celebrity sick
children.
Yeah,
they're a hodgepodge over there. They could be.
Are they hodgepodge?
Oh, yeah.
Mix everything. I thought they were their own deal because they're so superior to everyone else.
Well, it's not like it's fucking Germany. We could be so lucky.
Oh, my God.
Fucking Hitler was a snazzy-ass dresser. Did he not dress good?
No.
They all dress well.
And the walk is really, really weird.
I like goose-step, and I goose-step everywhere I go.
Oh, my God.
Sieg all, Max Nil!
Okay. Yeah. So that's one thing you wouldn't say at a...
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, you're not blurting that out. Well,
I don't know.
But who's the celebrity saying it?
Posh
Spice. Look at my huge labia.
Yes. Check out my meat curtains.
They're all sloppy down to my knees.
Oh. Posh Spice, she's sitting there, and she, like, hikes her dress up. She always wears those, like, really tight dresses, you know?
They're really tiny.
And she spreads her legs a little bit, and then she just makes her lips slap her legs.
Going, come on, little kids, lick my labia. Yeah.
Do you think her pussy looks like a, you know...
Steakums.
A hatchet job?
She's getting a little older. I'm saying it's Steakums now.
Yeah?
I'd be willing to find out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not shy. I'd do any of the Spice Girls still.
All of them?
At once. I'd probably have a heart attack before my pants ever hit the floor, but I'd try.
Well, the hot one was Baby Spice. She was like the youngest childish-looking one. Remember her, the blonde?
Yes. Yeah, but she's not a baby no more. She's
no,
not legal.
She's large.
Oh, she did get really big.
She got large. And she had some hips before, but they grew.
So now she looks like Ann Wilson.
Better than Anne Frank. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
What was that? I just yelled at Anne Frank. Oh, no, I was... No. Who is it? That was a diary. I was thinking Helen Keller.
Yeah. Anne Frank wasn't deaf.
Or dumb. Or...
Right.
So do you think Anne Frank was getting cornholed in that cubby hole?
Only if she was lucky.
She's 14. I gotta save my virginity. Fuck me in my ass.
Did you have to read that shit?
Yeah.
It was a good book.
It was a good story. I mean, yeah. Well, you know.
It was sad, though.
Because Hitler was on his march to making a pure race, which I really can't fault him.
Oh, my God.
Making a pure race switch?
Pure race switch? That's what he was doing to the Jews. they're done. Experiments, everything, trenches.
You didn't put them in no blender.
How do you know what they did over there at some in Auschwitz?
Because you've seen it. They had gas chambers and all kinds of other bullshit.
But they did all sorts of experiments on them, too.
Did they?
Yes.
Disgusting.
Why would you do an experiment on them?
To see how you can better things.
But you're, okay.
Why use a lab rat when you got a perfectly good Jew?
Oh, my God.
Because according to them...
Rick's agreeing.
I'm not even German.
He's all freaked out.
But according to them, Jews weren't anything like them. So any experiment they did on a Jew wouldn't pertain to them. It wouldn't matter.
No, but they did, they'd use them for all sorts of medical experiments. And they cut them all up, too.
This is a perfect example, okay? For our question, do we remember what our question was?
Yeah, the celebrity.
We don't talk about children. Okay, in front of sick kids, you don't talk about the Holocaust. There's another reason.
Yes, it could be. They need to learn.
It is history.
They're trying to take it out of history that it never happened.
Why are you going to wipe something clean?
I don't know. I like a clean ass.
Are they honestly trying to do that?
Yes. There are schools that were trying to take, and parts of Europe that were trying to take the Holocaust out of history, not teach it to the kids.
That's
like it never
cool.
even happened.
That's not cool.
But that's why we need history, so we don't repeat history.
Exactly.
Right. So you're going to have another little Hitler on your hand.
Exactly.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it'll happen in Mexico.
His name's going to be Brian.
Right.
Yeah. Anthony Cumia.
So what other British what celebrity did we pick? A celebrity yet?
Posh Spice.
Oh yeah, Posh Spice.
I'll do her husband.
She husband?
David Beckham.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's married to
that.
David Beckham.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't know that. I think he's overrated.
They're higher than fucking royalty over there, dude.
Well, I'd much rather see David Beckham stand up and say something stupid than the Queen.
Well, that's true.
Because you knew what's going to happen.
And David Beckham's good for saying things he's probably not supposed to say anyway.
That's what I'm saying. You know, he's a sure thing.
He's
so
a
you're
jock.
Go
he's all muscular and tattooed up. He's going to say something stupid.
Yeah,
kids, do performance enhancement drugs and get lots of tattoos.
I think I'm going to go on Reddit, and I'm going to try to get a hold of David Beckham so we could talk about his wife's labia.
Yeah, we're going to get
oh my God.
We're getting that as well as we got Ted Nugent.
We almost had Ted
we
Nugent.
We did almost have Ted Nugent.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he was up here for the LaPorte Fair, I got a hold of his PR people, but he was on tour, so he couldn't come in.
As soon as he got done at the show there, he was on the bus and headed to Chicago to do another show.
Oh, that sucks.
Because they said if they had time, that we'd have definitely been able to have an interview.
Yeah. That would have
been David Ted Beckham, because I'll be over here interviewing him.
Wearing your chaps. You'd really come out flashy. Hey, Beckham, I'm wearing chaps.
No, it'd be funny because we'd be sitting here trying to talk to Beckham, and in the background you hear...
He's very hot.
Look, David, I have no gag reflex.
Aren't you impressed? Yeah, so as I was saying, Posh Spice's labia...
That's what they're not talking about them to children. You know, what is the big deal with him?
Who, Beckham?
Yeah, I don't...
He's hot and he's got a great body, seriously. Don't be hating.
I'm not hating.
If you separate the entire British race population, Beckham stands out of all of
them. For soccer.
No, not even for, I mean, just for him. I mean, literally for his looks, like, you know, you were saying.
Yeah, he's got straight teeth.
I mean,
he's good looking.
I'm not gay,
I'm not saying
but he's a very attractive man, especially for
I'm
over
happy
there.
I don't associate with gay people.
I mean, Will's an exceptionally attractive man, if you want to talk about people, too.
Will? Will? In his samurai?
Yeah, only when he's holding his fucking samurai sword.
Oh, that's better than Adam in his fucking three-quarter-length trousers.
What does he have, just like a little hunting knife?
I don't know what he was doing sitting out there in the woods in his
He's got a Swiss Army, so he can open his bottle of wine.
Olive drab fucking three-quarter-length trousers. I'm like, you wear fucking capris. What the fuck? What are capris? Fucking women wear those over here. No man wears that.
I don't wear
Not
capris.
Even at the yacht club are you seeing guys in capris.
No.
No.
Not weird, even at the gay
I'd rather
bars.
Wear culottes.
No, don't be talking about my culottes.
Yeah. I like wearing my yoga pants.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't mind a nice spandex every once in a while.
I shove a banana in there and a couple plums.
Yeah. Just for the reaction. Yeah.
Looking good. Yeah.
I stand with my hands behind my back, pushing it out.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have the cucumber going straight
out.
That's
what you don't do at a child's benefit thing for 6 months or
either. Wear yoga
You're not
pants.
You're struggling plums.
Put the banana down your pants.
I wouldn't have it
going
down.
Did you see Beckham doing that?
He don't need to. Have you seen him in his Calvin Klein underwear?
No.
Commercial?
No, I think they're stuffing socks. I think he's stuffing.
But I wouldn't have it going down my leg. I'd have it going straight out like around Burgundy and just walk
no,
out
like,
with this.
Like the Olympic guys in their shorts, or the swim guys with the woodies.
He said he didn't have a woody.
Then he's hung like a fucking mule.
I'd like to see that. I saw that picture.
There was a bunch of them that were all half erect in their little Speedos in that. And I'm like, wow, this must have been Cockfest Olympics or something.
No, I'm going to the next Olympics.
We're done with that question.
Okay.
Time's up.
Question number two. In Britain, I'm sorry, not in Britain. Question number two. Let me start over.
Another drink.
Yeah.
B-U-I.
We haven't even got to the real show. That's the fucked up part. Things you wouldn't hear a celebrity say. Time to say things you wouldn't hear a British celebrity say. At a charity dinner for sick kids.
Who's a British celebrity?
Right.
I don't know what the fuck they say anyway.
Hello.
Does Sean Connery count? Is he British?
I don't.
Hello. Hello, mate.
Oh, Henry.
Good day.
Here in spirit, everyone. That was Henry's catchphrase.
Hello.
See? That's what the hell they say. I don't know. That's what I think of British celebrities say. Hello. There you have it. Oh, I know things they wouldn't say then. They wouldn't say hello.
They wouldn't
say because they don't have a fucking clue how to pronounce H's at the beginning of words.
It starts with the second letter.
Hello. What are some words that end in R? Roller coaster. They would never say roller coaster.
Roller coaster. They'd
say roller coaster.
Roller coaster.
It ends in five fucking H's and shit.
But the way I talk's ghetto. Come on.
Yeah.
It ain't no different. They just thought I'd.
Hey,
accent.
Six,
on it.
We're here to make fun of British people.
I'm making fun of everybody.
Do we have to? They do it themselves.
Right. My job here is done.
Oh, I know one thing they never say. Hello, mate. I went to the dentist today.
Do they have dentists?
Right. Too busy drinking fucking milk
right.
and tea.
That, yeah, I'm going to throw that on my question to the last. My answer to the last question. They need a holiday where everybody gets free dental care over there.
One free teeth cleaning a year.
Right.
That's on our 6th birthday.
Hey, look at my teeth, though.
Yeah.
Bling.
Yeah, you got some aluminum fangs. Congratulations.
Hey, I wish it cost aluminum prices, but yeah. Ain't no aluminum.
Them two fangs be black like a British motherfucker's teeth here for long.
You crazy.
You can go over there on your birthday and get your teeth cleaned.
You crazy. You crazy.
Oh, shit. Damn, I'm lost. So what wouldn't a British celebrity say? They do these fucking telethons all the time or something?
Because
I'm just thinking the one dude that does the fucking muscular dystrophy telethon every year.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch TV.
Do you have a dollar? Because then it, like, pounds or some shit over there.
Yeah. They wouldn't be asking for dollars.
So, like, can I get a pound? Can I borrow a pound?
They weigh their money, I guess.
A&K, let me borrow a pound.
I'm fresh out of we're online. This like I feel like you're like abracadabra.
Like I said that before.
That's a whole different fucking thing here.
Right.
Say,
yeah, my pound is worth more than your pound.
A lot more.
Yeah, I think we've I think we answered the question.
Yeah.
How far into it we are, but time restraints are for fucking losers like the Garage Cast.
Yeah, pansies.
Pansies.
You know, I went out on Jake's pontoon boat.
Pontoon boat.
Pontoon boat. Mm, not Jake's, I'm sorry, Brian's.
Brian.
From the Garage Cast.
Yes.
And I picked up his iPhone. And he had, like, a camouflage cover on his iPhone.
I'm sure he did. Paddle faster. I hear banjos.
I would have said camo or hunter orange. Yeah.
Both. Both. The ring that goes around the outside was on.
I rest my camo.
And that's what caught my eye.
That's high viz, man. That's safety first.
I got to check this out.
Don't shoot my phone.
Don't shoot my iPhone.
$600,
man. Yeah. Oh, shit. All right. Well, we'll be right back with question three.
Well, once again, those Deep South boys who aren't in the Deep South, yes, we know this. I think they kind of missed the point of the question there, haven't they?
Yeah, they just kind of started taking the piss out of our accents, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't understand that. We've got brilliant accents.
Hello!
Alright!
What are you doing? You're getting going on a roller coaster?
Cheer up, Mary Bobbins! Chip, chimity, chip, chimity, chip, chip, chiroo. Knees up, mother brand.
Nice, nice. The thing is, though, you two speak a lot more sophisticated than I do. So, they
That's
take the piss out of me.
That's a long word for him.
Look, yeah.
They take the piss out of me, pretty much. And not you two, you're proper English guys. Me, well, fucking chav, apparently.
No, fucking
I got tweeted by Smurfsperm.
Yeah.
GG's other half. He called me a chav. Just randomly. Just said, why didn't you meet me in Camden, you chav?
Dude, last time we recorded, you were wearing a beanie hat and a hoodie.
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Nothing if you're a chav.
I'm not a fucking chav.
You're wearing a beanie indoors.
I'm too fat to be a chav. Chavs, no. Chavs are skinny looking heroin addicts.
Or they go, okay. Right,
we'll move on. Stick to the coke.
Right. Things you wouldn't hear a celebrity say to dying children.
Not to dying children.
Cheer up, you'll get better.
To dying children. But, sorry, in a children's hospital or something.
God does not exist.
Okay, so, oh, at a charity dinner for sick kids, so not in front of the sick kids. So that's my now then thing out of the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Savile. If it was six kids.
Yeah. Of course you could. Of course you could have my autograph. Can I sign your cock?
They'd be like, hands up who hasn't been molested by Jimmy Savile in this room.
Keep your hands in the air.
Because Gary Glitter's coming up next. You wanna Come be on. In my gang, you wanna be in my gang. Gang bang.
Come on, my face.
I'm a pedo. So Gary's cast went straight for the gutter and started talking about, I have a massive boner. Sort of thing British celebrity would say.
It would depend on that. To be honest, the only way is Essex types wouldn't be that shocked, you know, because
no.
you have the intellectual speak. Level.
But you're classifying them as a celebrity.
No, this is very true. But Adam classifies them as celebrities.
Yeah, but that's Adam. He's a chav.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, he likes towie. Yes. And he wears beanies.
Beanie hats. And hoodies.
Yeah. And he can't say the H on the front of hat.
No, hats. I can't say anything. Couldn't even say sick
of No, you're right, you can't say anything.
Exactly.
Anything.
Anything.
Long slide.
But yeah, BUI completely just started taking the piss out of Rexents and
so, nil point BUI.
That's to them, though.
I thought you were saying out the point scoring system.
Yeah, I can't actually fucking help myself.
He's like, no point for you.
Dirty, dirty children.
You don't deserve any points. But Garage Cast has got this thing about Hitler being a snazzy dresser.
Well, he always wore a bit of a sharp suit. Oh, that was a fucking beautiful internet thing I saw on Art of Trolling, and it was like, have you noticed how people always look so beautiful when they're asleep? And there was a picture of this sleeping baby and this sleeping puppy and then this sleeping woman, and you're going, oh, and even just this, like, sleeping, there was this bloke sleeping next to his baby, and you're going, oh, and there's a picture of Hitler asleep, and it's like...
Was he asleep or was he dead?
I don't know if there were pictures of Hitler after they moved him out of the bunker, so I'm assuming just asleep.
And, yeah, I think Garage Cars get some points in that, simply because...
They tried.
No, Jake fancies you. Jake finds you an attractive man.
I am.
And he likes you, especially when you got your samurai sword. I'm sorry, katana.
Does he put out?
You've got to ask him that.
These long distance relationships never work.
They never work. But Skype strangle wanking does. So what can you do?
Hi, how you doing? I'm good.
And apparently I wear capris all the time.
Capris?
Capris. They're 3/4 lengths. I was wearing a pair of 3/4 lengths.
I was thinking of the Ford car. Ford vehicle. No, or Capris, the supermodel. And you'd love to wear her, wouldn't you?
I'd wear her like a
glove. It rubs the lotion on its skin.
I'm sure it wouldn't be a glove, mate.
All right, I'm going to give Garage Cast points on that one. So Garage Cast are winning by 55 points to 0 at the moment.
Oh.
Do you reckon anybody could bring it back on the final question?
Yeah. Possibly. I reckon maybe if someone made an effort.
Okay, here we go.
Question 3.
Guns, guns, we love them in the slums.
No.
Bang, like a drum.
Bang,
like your mum. Guns, 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 I've got fucking tons. You fucking want some? Pull the trigger back, gun.
Question 3. This show doesn't have a theme tune. Using all things you know British, come up with a theme tune for the show. The best one will be used, so be creative. I think it should be Benny Hill.
You do?
Yes. I think that'd be the awesome background music.
I'm thinking.
You're thinking?
I'm thinking.
What about that? What was that one lady's name from the...
Old Horse Face?
Yeah. Old Horse Face.
OHF. She
could be singing.
I think so.
Wow, I've lost Wi-Fi.
Nice. So we got Old Horse Face, but what is she saying?
What the hell was that song that she sang?
Now I've had the time of my life.
That's Dirty Dancing.
Could you see her fat ass trying to go do
Nobody
the swan jump?
Nobody puts baby
on,
in a corner.
Going to do the swan jump on Swayze, though? Just
if he wasn't dead, he would be.
Yeah, he would be after that. You're right.
Was that rude?
We just made fun of a dead guy and a fat, ugly chick at the same time.
Sorry. He's dead. He doesn't give a shit no more.
Not. He's laughing with us.
Go figure. He quits playing again.
Oh, my God. So, Benny Hill, we have to incorporate some Monty Python in there.
Yes.
So, swallows?
Swallows and coconuts and bring out your dead.
Bring out your dead.
Come over here, and I will bite you in your knees, but you have no arms and legs. Yeah, I got that backwards.
You're going to bite him in his knees, but he has no legs.
Yeah, where he's fighting the Black Knight out in the forest, and he cuts his arms and legs off. And
but you got no arms. It's merely a scratch.
Get over here, I will kick you. But you have no arms or no legs. Yeah. Tis but a scratch. Come here, I will bite you in your knees.
Yeah.
Wasn't that it? Yeah.
Yeah. And then the crazy, was that fucking killer rabbit? What was that?
The vampire rabbit.
The vampire rabbit.
The little white rabbits jumping around and biting everybody's necks.
Did they have red eyes?
Yes. Yeah, they were.
So.
They were the Florida whites.
Yeah, I thought so.
Why is there a Florida white in Britain? Yes. Bring out your dad.
We'll just mix it all in. And with some Doctor Who, I'll fix it with my screwdriver.
We got to throw some MacGyver in there, though.
You know, when I was watching that yesterday, all I could think of is how they... But MacGyver came out. Doctor Who's been around longer than MacGyver.
Yeah.
But he's got his cool fucking laser fucking screwdriver. But it reminded me of MacGyver.
Really?
Yeah, that he fixed everything. He always had this screwdriver. It shoots laser beams. It opens doors. It
creates chewing gum that explodes.
Yeah.
And what are those robots called?
Oh, from Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Oh, you remember that one.
They're, like, really funny, and they're, like, really bad.
Dildos? No, that's not it.
Yeah, dildos.
That's what Brian has at
home. They were different. They were different. There was different robots, because the one I watched yesterday where the robots were taking people and turning them into robots, and then there was the one that he fought, that one big pyramid-looking kind of robot.
That's the one I'm thinking about.
Yeah, that was really bad and wanted to destroy the whole world.
Right.
They always want to destroy the world, and he's always saving the world.
Because he's got a nifty fucking screwdriver.
A phone booth.
That phone booth is quite roomy.
It's kick-ass. I want one of those phone booths for in front of my house.
Is it like from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
It's one of them red ones.
No, it's one of the red wooden ones. And it was brown in some of them, wasn't it?
I don't know. I thought it was red.
I seen one the other day on
Craigslist.
Pawn Stars.
Yeah, you were surfing the fucking WAN ads again.
The dude wanted $1,500 for it.
Did you buy it?
No, it was on Pawn Stars.
Well, you should have bought it.
Over the fucking TV?
Get online. They're online.
Pawn Stars is?
Yeah.
Yeah, they sell their shit online.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so does American Pickers.
Do they really? Oh, yeah. I did know that.
American
I did know
Pickers
that.
Has it.
Yeah, but they're
there.
Retardedly
expensive.
Yeah, I ain't gonna pay.
Stupid. Okay, I
that
like
asshole
that show,
didn't pay retail.
But they pay
neither
way too
I.
much. Yeah. They pay way too much. I can get that shit. Get Julie's butt in there, and she will totally get that stuff for free.
Yeah,
but that, since that show's come out, everybody thinks they have a mint in their garage
exactly.
sale now. So yep, everybody's watched American Pickers. And...
Do they have a Britney Pickers?
Yeah,
or a booger pickers.
here's my British theme for this show. America, fuck yeah!
Yeah, from Team America.
Yeah, that's my theme song with Benny Hill playing in the background.
I gotta watch that again now.
Durka Durka. Durka
the puppet
Durka.
Sex was badass. Remember that movie?
It's been a while.
Team America, and it was the puppets like the old.
String
oh,
puppets.
Yeah,
string
yeah,
puppets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And in one scene, they're fucking.
I think that on a TV show.
I think the funniest part of that whole movie is when that guy's like, walk this way. And he does that. You know, it's like the old Monty Python weird walk. I got your number, but you couldn't afford me, dear. I scratch your eyes out. What, remember that? The military weird walk, or was it the weird walk?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Is that what it was, though?
He'd walk all freaky and then
walk
the
this
behind.
Way and they'd all walk like that. They like used that so many times. They used
he
that
stole
in...
Stole that from the Three Stooges.
Yeah, yeah. Right, right.
Exactly, because they did that in that...
Was the Stooges out before? Yeah, they were.
Tim
yeah,
Conway and Don yeah. Knotts in that one where they... The Private Eyes. Mm-hmm. Where the guy goes, walk this way, and they all start walking like him behind him.
Yeah.
Hey, Don Knotts starts doing it, and then he slaps Tim Conway. Hey, stop that.
Oh, sorry. You told me to walk that way.
Yeah,
could
but...
Could be a wookalar.
No, but Monty Python took it way further with the walk this way, because they had the weird shit in it.
Well, they're just strange anyway.
Wasn't
they're
that
British.
The Frankenstein one did that too? What was that? The comedy, the Frankenstein comedy?
Young Frankenstein?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
Gene Wilder? Gene
Wilder.
Putting
yep,
on the rent.
Walk this way.
If you're blue and you don't know which way to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Putting on the ritz.
No. Putting on the rent. Remember when he was out there with Frankenstein?
Yeah, I haven't watched that
at the Broadway
ever.
Show? Oh my. Sorry, I know way too much about stupid shit.
Yeah. What was that guy with the googly eyes? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Fine. Marty Feldman.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, okay.
He had those googly eyes.
Yeah. Mr. Frankenstein.
He was the one that said, walk this way.
That's right. I like when they pull up to the door and the girl's like, or he goes, what knockers? He's like, oh, thank you, Dr. Frankenstein. Because this is like gigantic ass knockers on the door. What knockers?
She had her big teeth.
Oh, I forgot about
God,
that.
I see that every now and then in the bargain bin. I'm going to have to buy that,
right.
too.
Yeah. Dr. Frankenstein, I prefer Frankenstein. What's your name? Or he goes, come on, Igor. I prefer Igor. Where did you get that brain from? Some guy named Abby.
Abby Normal.
Oh, that's a classic. That's great.
That's when Gene Wilder was good.
Yeah. He still was through Willy Wonka and all that other bullshit.
Yeah, but that was a classic. That's
Willy Wonka's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The girls like the new one.
I didn't think it captured...
With Johnny Depp and
it didn't capture the
I haven't seen it. I
magic.
Didn't want to see it. Again.
It's not bad.
No, it wasn't bad for a Tim
Charlie
Burton dark effect, side
yeah.
of it, you know.
Well,
but
I like Tim Burton, though. He's pretty cool.
No. Well, that was question three. I don't know if we answered it or not, but we're broadcast and
like
we don't care.
Exactly.
So, we'll win. We'll beat the shit out of BUI because they're going to talk about...
Much,
they're going to talk about rap and something else.
And Mick's going to turn Henry's mic down and...
Yeah, it's just gonna be them laughing and Mick talking.
Yep.
So
the ringmaster.
All right. We're Garagecast. You can check us out thegarageCast.com and always on the Podgods Network. We're out.
See ya
later.
So Mr. Barker wanted us to come up with a theme song for Ask an American for question number three. So this is what we came up with. I hope you enjoy it, and hopefully this will be the new theme song for Ask an American.
Howdy, y'all. It's the Ask an American podcast.
Chim chimity, chim chimity, chim chim tree. You ask us your questions and drink milk with tea. Chim chimity, chim chimity, chim chim true. We answer your questions while drinking the brew. We answer your questions while drinking the brew.
Well, wow. I would like to talk about Garage Cast first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
Fuck me, BUI were awesome.
Well done, Mick. That was
brilliant. That is super.
We like, from now on, we have the theme tune.
There
well
you go,
played.
I'm happy with that. That can go straight in as a theme tune.
Sorry, yeah. Garage Cast. But
I like the idea of a Benny Hill Monty
yeah,
Python mashup.
Yeah.
But unless they were going to make it for me, then I ain't going to fucking do it.
No.
But yeah, that was good. Anyone else want to make me laugh? You started talking about Mary Poppins earlier.
Yeah.
So there you go.
It's such a stereotype, but particularly the Dick Van Dyke English accent. The cheer up, Mary Poppins. Because quite frankly, that is unfortunately, and I'm going a bit Michael Caine here. And in fact, this evening, when I was reading my daughter her bedtime story, I started reading it in the Michael Caine voice until my wife told me off.
You're only supposed to read it in the proper voice.
Along those lines. I can't even remember where I was going when I started this, but yeah, well played.
You got caned.
Totally. Sorry, yeah, Dick Van Dyke. Terrible accent, but unfortunately Mary Poppins is responsible for a lot of Americans' understanding of what the English accent is.
See, I think that's fine, because I can kind of get in with it. I can merge in with him, people. Well, he talks like that, and that's how I talk.
Ironically.
Really?
I would say Dick Van Dyke did a better English accent than Adam.
Yeah. Tell you what, I wouldn't even argue with that.
At least people could understand what he said.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that one, that's fine. Mr. Mumble. That's me. So there you go. Point system, let's tally up.
BUI win.
Totally.
1,000 points. There you go. 1,000 points to 55. I think that's fair.
That was deserved. That last was a thing of beauty.
But Garage Cast, they're edging it. Oh, and BUI brought it back.
Keep working, boys.
I mean, I wonder who BUI are going to have on the next episode, because they obviously didn't have no Henry this week.
No.
This episode, no Scott.
Hang on, if they didn't have no Henry, I didn't hear Henry there. But there must have been some Henry if they didn't have no Henry.
Oh, here we go again, you pedantic cunt.
I thought you might be missing Mr. Kia.
Oh, I'd never miss Mr. Kia, ever. Bastard.
You and your snappy comeback.
But that's it. Right. No, they had R6 and MK. They're pretty cool guys.
R6.
An R6 and an MK.
R6. They're rappers, man.
Oh, right.
Yeah, right. You can say they're musical people, whereas you just got Jake and Brian sitting there getting drunk, and they had a gay guy. Oh, he even tweeted me before to say, we're bringing the gays. I was like, well, okay.
The gays are the guns.
So we've had gay guys, black guys, fat guys, skinny guys, chavs, everything. This podcast is for everybody.
Okay.
There you go. So this is the Ask an American podcast. I think we've come to the end.
Hope
you
enjoyed it. Totally.
Monthly. It will get better and better and better and better and better. Better. It'll get better.
So you're going to put more musical challenges in there then?
We're going to, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Oh, that's
a bit harsh though on GarageCast. Unless GarageCast are ready to push the...
GarageCast, let us know if you want to rock, and we'll have a musical challenge each time. That would be kind of fun, but also a bit of a pain in the arse.
Well, yeah,
for GarageCast. If GarageCast want to go that way,
you two didn't come up with a theme.
I didn't have enough notice. I could have got my guitar out if I'd had some advance notice.
Well, 5 minutes.
You've already got
your
banjo string out. What's the difference?
You raise a valid point, but let's not go there.
Okay, so this has been Ask an American, episode 1 of season series 2. You can find all the podcasts you just listened to at podgodsnetwork.com, or go to barkerpodcast.webster.com and you can find everything else, including the Oddcast podcast, which is us. That's who we are. Okay, follow me at Barker Podcast. Follow Will at Badger Podder.
Well, to be honest, I barely ever fucking tweet.
Just do it.
Okay.
And follow Ash at nothing, because he hasn't got Twitter.
I need to get one.
He wants to get one. I know you're itching. You're itching to get one.
You can have mine. I've got better things to do with badges than just put them.
All right,
sign out.
So we've been Ask American. I've been Adam. You've been...
taking a drink.
You've been...
Will.
Can you sign us out, Will, please?
No.
Howdy, y'all. It's the Ask an American podcast.
Chim, chimini, chim, chimini, chim, chim, tree. You ask us your questions and drink milk with tea. Chim, chimini, chim, chimini, chim, chim, true. We answer your questions while drinking the brew. We answer your questions while drinking the brew.
Oddcast podcast has resurrected Ask an American.
Hell yeah!
Softly brought to you by the Oddcast podcast, BUI, and GarageCast.
The following show has been known to cause nausea, dementia, and straitjacket craziness.
Adam Barker brought it back, and this time, it's personal.
You have found Ask an American.
It's been a